ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 7, chapter entitled Lord Krishna Instructs Uddhava, Text 9.
Tasmad yuktendriya gramo yukta chitta idam jagat atmanikshasva vititam आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे तस्माद्युक्तेन्द्रियग्रामो युक्तचित्त इदं जगत् आत्मनीक्षस्व विततम् आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे तस्माद्युक्तेन्द्रियग्रामो युक्तचित्त इदं जगत् आत्मनीक्षस्व विततम् आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे। तस्माद्युक्तेन्द्रियग्रामो युक्त चित्त इदं जगत् आत्मनीक्षस्व विततम् आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे तस्माद् युक्तेन्द्रियग्रामो युक्त चित्त इदं जगत् आत्मनिक्षस्व विततम् आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे तस्माद्युक्तेन्द्रियग्रामो युक्तचित्त इदं जगत् आत्मनिक्षस्व विततम् आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे।
Matijis.
Tasma, therefore, Yukta, having brought under control Indriya Gramaha, all the senses, Yukta, also subduing Chittaha, your mind, Idam, this jagat world atmani within the individual soul ikshasva you should see vitatam spread out as the substance of this material enjoyment his material atmanam and that individual soul my in me adhishvare the supreme controller. Translation and purport by the disciples of his divine grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, bringing all your senses under control and thus subduing the mind, you should see the entire world as situated within the self, who is expanded everywhere, and you should also see this individual self within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The word vitatam, or widely expanded, implies that the individual jiva soul is present throughout the material universe. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter 24th verse, Lord Krishna states, Nitya sarvagataha, the individual soul is eternal and is expanded everywhere throughout the material and spiritual worlds. This does not mean, however, that each individual soul is all-pervading, but that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has expanded his marginal potency everywhere. Thus, one should not blindly conclude that a minute living entity is all pervading. Rather, one should understand that God is great and expands his personal energy everywhere. In this verse, Atma Nikshasva Vitatam means that this material world is created to facilitate the sense gratification of the conditioned souls who are trying to enjoy without Krishna, their actual master. The living entities are busily trying to exploit the external energy of the Lord, but their jurisdiction over the material world is illusory. Both the material nature and the conditioned living being are energies of the Lord and thus exist within the personality of Godhead and are under His supreme control. The individual living entity exists for the pleasure of the personality of Godhead and is the Lord's eternal servant. As soon as the senses become absorbed in material gratification, they lose their power to experience the absolute truth. The actual goal of sense activity is satisfaction of Vishnu, the Lord. And all of the senses can experience ultimate spiritual pleasure by perceiving and serving the Lord in His personal feature. Those who adopt the impersonal conception of God, however, try to stop all sense activity. But because the senses cannot remain permanently inactive, they naturally return to activities in the realm of material illusion. If one engages the senses in the service of the personality of Godhead, then one enjoys unlimited pleasure upon seeing the transcendental beauty of the Lord's form. But unless one qualifies himself by pure loving devotion to Krishna, the Lord does not award him this exalted experience. Therefore, every conditioned soul should end his unnecessary separation from the personality of Godhead by rejoining the Lord's blissful company. Lord Krishna personally comes down to reopen the blind eyes of the conditioned souls. And thus the Lord is personally teaching Uddhava so that sincere souls in the future might take advantage of his instructions. Indeed, hundreds and millions of people even now derive spiritual enlightenment from Lord Krishna's instructions to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The translation once again. Therefore, bringing all your senses under control and thus subduing the mind, you should see the entire world as situated within the self, who is expanded everywhere. And you should also see this individual self within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are continuing with the instructions of Lord Krishna to Uddhava. Just like Lord Krishna had instructed Arjuna in the science of Bhagavad Gita, the transcendental knowledge, similarly here in this beautiful chapter, Krishna is instructing Uddhava on the same subject of the transcendental science of Krishna consciousness. And this purport, so beautiful, could just observe that how this one particular purport actually summarizes the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. If we see that how this purport contains or describes what is the nature of the spirit soul, it is mentioned that how the spirit soul is sarvagataha, and how even when it is sarvagataha, it is simultaneously similar to and different from the supreme super soul. Although the spirit souls are all pervading, it is not that one spirit soul is pervading all through the universe. So the purport describes that how the living entities, in fact the living entities are also present within the fire. Even within the fire there are living entities. So the living entities are all pervading like the supreme personality, the super soul himself. But like the super soul, you know, it's not cognizant of every place. So the similarity and difference of the spirit soul with the supreme soul is being described. The purpose of this material world, that is being described. That how this material world is created to facilitate the sense gratification of the conditioned souls who are trying to enjoy without Krishna. Then the constitutional position of the living entity is described. That the constitutional position of a living entity is to be engaged always in the service of the Supreme Lord. The purpose of all sense activity, that is described. The actual goal of sense activity is satisfaction of Vishnu. And all the senses can experience infinite spiritual pleasure by perceiving and serving the Lord in His personal feature. And the result of that engagement, the result of engaging the senses in the service of the Supreme, that is described, that if one engages the senses in the service of the Lord, one enjoys unlimited pleasure upon seeing the transcendental beauty of the Lord's form. And finally, the purpose of the Lord's descent in the material world is described. That the Lord personally comes down to reopen the blind eyes of the conditioned soul. And thus the Lord is personally teaching Uddhava so that the sincere souls in the future might take advantage of his instructions. So herein, in this one particular purport, the entire absolute truth, in one sense, the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness is presented in a concise manner, in a gist like that. So it is mentioned that how all throughout the world, these questions, these, you know, things, what is the nature of the soul, what is the purpose of this world, what is the position of the living entity? What is the purpose of all activity? The result of engaging oneself in service of the Lord? All these questions are being thought about by so many different, you know, varieties of philosophies all over the world. But then, perfect answers to all these questions is not available in most of the philosophical understandings of this world. Because it is explained that how most of the philosophies that approach to get an answer to these questions is by speculation, is by trying to understand on their own prowess. The Shastras explain that how there are these two different ways of receiving knowledge. One is the ascending process, the other is the descending process. And it is not possible to understand these absolute realities, these proper understandings, by the ascending process, just by speculation. One time, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he was in Philippines, and he was talking to the leader of some particular religious community, and he posed this question before this religious leader, that you have a particular understanding about the Supreme, about God. So I would like to know something. What does God do in his abode, in his residence? What is the activity of the Supreme? So this person, he replied that the Supreme God, he sits on a golden throne. He's sitting on a golden throne. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he asked him, but does he ever get up that golden throne? Or is he just sitting over there, static? So this person, he became a little confused. And he said, I think so, he must get up, but I'm not sure. And then Maharaj asked him, that okay, if he gets up, what does he do after getting up? And this person, he was like completely bewildered. He was clueless as to what could that, person, because his understanding of God was just limited to that static position where God is just seated on a golden throne. So therefore, Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita that the process of understanding the absolute truth, the process of understanding transcendental knowledge is through the descending process. And he mentions, evam parampara praptam, imam rajarashyo viduhu, sakalena mahata, yoga nashta parantapa. That this science of Krishna consciousness, this science of transcendental knowledge is received in the disciplic succession. And then he mentions the qualification that Arjuna has because of which he is the recipient of this knowledge. And he mentions that bhakto sime sakhacheti rahasyam hi tad uttamam. That I am giving you this uttama knowledge. Now uttam, one understanding of the word uttam is the best. But another meaning of the word uttam is that which is beyond the modes. Uttama. Tama refers to the mode of ignorance. And uttama refers to that understanding, that knowledge which is beyond the three modes of material nature. So Krishna is giving this transcendental knowledge to Arjuna because Arjuna is his dear friend and devotee. And similarly herein, Krishna is giving that same science to Uddhava also. Why? Because Uddhava is also Krishna's dear friend and devotee. The other day, last week, we were hearing from Nityanand Charan Prabhu how he is mentioning that Uddhava is such a special person, such a special devotee that, so many of all the devotees of the Lord, so many devotees, they remember the Lord. But then, out of these so many devotees, there are a few select devotees whom the Lord constantly remembers. And therefore, Uddhava is like selected. Uddhava is one of those special personalities whom Krishna always remembered. And we were hearing how another devotee whom the Lord always remembered, even before his appearance, was Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Today happens to be the auspicious appearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So we'll just narrate some of his life and teachings. Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually mentions that it is very difficult to understand all the explanations in all the different Vedas. The Vedas, the group of the whole lot of knowledge, it is very difficult for one particular conditioned soul to go through that entire piece of knowledge and understand it in completeness. And therefore, if one understands even the essence of all the Vedas, that is how he is going to benefit. And the essence of all the spiritual understanding is understanding the Supreme Lord Himself. Vedesh cha sarvair, ahameva vedyo, vedant krit, veda videva chaham. And that understanding of Krishna is revealed to us when we hear about, when we know about the lives of these great personalities, these great acharyas, who carry that Supreme Personality of Godhead in their own, you know, hearts, within their own hearts, and whose lives is continuously absorbed in serving that Supreme Personality of Godhead in all humility and devotion. And when we study the lives of these great acharyas, we also slowly and gradually come to an understanding of that essence of all knowledge. It is mentioned that when we hear about such great personalities, the Krishna conscious realizations that they carry within their hearts, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, those realizations, those understanding of the Supreme, gradually get transferred within our hearts also. Srila Prabhupada used to remark, used to mention that how these realizations of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, they are presented to all of us in the form of his beautiful compositions of his poetry. And Prabhupada used to mention that although Narottam Das Thakur's poetry is written in simple Bengali language, still they contain the essence of all Vedic understandings. And it contains all the knowledge and power of all the Vedic literatures, because the Supreme Lord Himself, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of Nityananda Prabhu, personally empowered Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Just a couple of days back, we celebrated the festival of Nityananda Triyodashi. And we are hearing in the class that how even before Narottam Das Thakur appeared, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas in Katwa, his desire of visiting Vrindavan was growing with each passing day. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, and that intensity of visiting Vrindavan was increasing day after day. And in his first attempt to visit Vrindavan, he came to a place known as Ram Keli. And there he met the two brothers, Surup and Sanatan Goswami, and initiated them. And from Ram Keli, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he headed towards Kanai Natshala, which is another beautiful place on the banks of River Ganga. And at one point of time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked in the direction of a river known as Padma, the Padma River. And he started crying out, Narottam, Narottam! And, you know, all the devotees were astonished, because at that point of time, there was no one by the name of Narottam who existed there. But then they could very well understand that soon a great personality whose name will be Narottam will be descending here, and whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentioned to Nityananda Prabhu that, no, I am going to deposit my own love for Sri Radha and Krishna that I have within my heart. I am going to deposit that very same love in this river Padma. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to the river Padma, when he bathed, it is explained that the entire river started, you know, flooding. And all the nearby villages, they started, you know, all of a sudden, it started flooding. And the villagers, they were astonished that, you know, it's not the monsoon season, how come the waters of the river is swelling up like anything? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that I am depositing this Krishna Prem with the river, and very soon a devotee by the name of Narottam will come over here to collect that love. And very soon it is described in the village of Kheturi, which is now in the country of Bangladesh, this devotee, Narottam Das Thakur, he was born to a great person whose name was Krishnananda Dutt. And from the beginning of his life, Narottam, in fact, it is explained that even in his childhood, in the ceremony of giving the first grains to the child, it is explained that little child Narottam, He was not opening his mouth to accept those, you know, first grains. And everyone was confused and, you know, surprised that why this child is not eating the first grains. And then one of the elderly Brahmins, he noted that, I could understand because maybe that you have not offered these grains first to Krishna. And because these grains are not prasad, the child is not accepting it. And immediately the family members, they offered these grains to the Shaligram Shila and offered to the child, and the child very, you know, lovingly ate, you know, a sumptuous amount like that. So it is explained that how in his childhood, even in his childhood, Narottam Das Thakur, he was not at all attached to anything material. His only activity in that village was to just get out of his home to associate with one old Brahmin on the banks of River Padma and hear about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this Brahmin, Narottam developed that intense love for the Lord. The beautiful prayers of Rukmini Devi in the Bhagavatam describe that how just by hearing about the Supreme Lord, one can very easily develop that intense attraction for the Supreme Lord Himself. She mentions, Shrutva gunana bhuvana sundara shrinvatamte nirvishya karana vivarair harato angatapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilartha labham twayachyuta vishati chittam apatrapam me. That just by hearing about you, my Lord, my heart is constantly drawn towards your personality. And just by hearing about you, all the anxieties of the material existence are getting, you know, are being subdued. So similarly here, Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam, he was just hearing day in and out about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this old Brahmin. And very soon, he developed an intense attraction. Of course, at that point of time, by that time, Narottam had appeared. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nityanand Prabhu, and almost all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they had, you know, disappeared from this world. But Narottam Das Thakur, very intently, very intensely, he wanted to associate with, you know, the remaining devotees who were present in Vrindavan, the Goswamis, Loknath Goswami and Jiva Goswami. And just to have their association, Narottam left his house from Kheturi and ran to Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan, he very menially served and accepted initiation from Srila Loknath Goswami. And he studied all the Vedic literatures under the guidance of Srila Jiva Goswami. And there, studying under the instructions of Jiva Goswami, he had the fortune of associating with these two another great devotees, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit. And the story goes that how Jiva Goswami, he entrusted these three devotees, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit, with the task of, you know, carrying the books of the Goswamis to Bengal. Of course, we don't have time to, you know, describe that pastime in great detail. But then eventually, after hearing from Jiva Goswami, after understanding these shastras and all, he returned back to Kheturi, his own native village. And he preached the science of Krishna consciousness far and wide, you know, all around the village. But then, even while in village, he again developed this desire to visit all the holy places that were connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned, Gaur Amar Jesabasthane Korilo Brahmana Range Sesabasthane Hiribu Ami Pranaya Bhakata Sange. That is the desire of a devotee, that he wants to visit all the holy places where the Supreme Lord Himself has visited and performed His pastimes. And He doesn't want to visit just alone. He wants to visit it in the company of devotees. So like that, with this desire, Narottam Das Thakur, he went to Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya had stayed for 18 years, the last 18 years of his life. And he visited Navadvip, he visited Kardaha, he visited Kheturi, he visited Katwa and Ekachakra, like that. And after coming from, after returning from all these holy places, when he came back to Kheturi, all the devotees in Kheturi, they were very much, you know, anxious. They were very much wanting to hear from Narottam Das Thakur how he had, you know, visited these all different places. And all through the day, Narottam was describing about the pastimes of the Lord in Jagannath Puri, in Navadvip, and the pastimes of Lord Nityananda in Kardaha and Ekachakra. And finally, at the end of the day, when Narottam, out of, you know, being very much tired, when he slept, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came in his dream. And it is described that how Lord Chaitanya, he mentioned to Narottam that I am present in my own form, in my own, you know, form of a metal deity here in this village of Kheturi. And that dream, Lord Chaitanya, he instructed Narottam that how you must go to this, you know, grain merchant who has this granary filled with, you know, filled with grains, but it is infested with many poisonous serpents, many poisonous snakes, and no one enters that granary. But you just enter without any fear, having full conviction, full, you know, faith in my words that I will protect you. So the next morning, Narottam, he went and approached this merchant, and he asked this merchant that where is your granary that is infested with the poisonous serpents. And this merchant, he was very much pleased that such a great personality like Narottam Das Thakur had come to his place. But then he warned that I do have a granary like that, but then no one visits there. Because anytime anyone even comes closer to that place, all the snakes, they start hissing louder and louder. And just by hearing the sound of that hissing, no one ever has dared to enter the granary. But Narottam Das Thakur, he, you know, asked him, no, I still want to visit that place. And in spite of everyone's, you know, repeated reminders, repeated, you know, plea that please don't go there, Narottam, he fearlessly walked inside that granary. And just as he walked inside, everyone observed that hordes and hordes of snakes, so many, an innumerable quantity, these snakes just started coming out of that granary and disappearing in all the directions. And sure enough, Narottam Das Thakur entered that place and he found that beautiful deity of Lord Gauranga with his consort. And taking that beautiful deity of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he came to his house. And for the very first time, seated in the privacy of his house, Narottam Das Thakur, he started gazing at the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. And this beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, he was so inspired, he was so enthused with the beauty of the Lord, that out of, you know, spontaneously, he started glorifying the beauty of the Lord in very beautiful poetry, in a style, in a type of, you know, kirtan which was never ever heard before, in a unique style of recitation, in a unique style of singing. Narottam Das Thakur started glorifying the beauty of the Lord. Actually, there is history as to how this song, how this poetry came about from the heart of Narottam Das Thakur. It is explained that when Narottam, he had visited Jagannath Puri out of his desire to see the pastime places of the Lord. So therein at Jagannath Puri, hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, he was feeling so intense separation from Lord Chaitanya as to how unfortunate, he was considering himself very unfortunate, that how unfortunate he was that he could not witness personally the pastimes of the Supreme Lord himself. He could not have darshan of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and all the other devotees in Jagannath Puri, and feeling so morose, feeling so, you know, despondent, when he slept that night, he saw in his dream that he was standing on the grand road. And there was the cart of Lord Jagannath, and the Rath Yatra procession was about to begin. And then in that Rath Yatra procession, in his dream, all this is happening in the dream, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself coming. And then Lord Chaitanya, he started dancing before the beautiful forms of Lord Jagannath. And seeing that beautiful dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, he became very happy. And then he saw all the Panchatattva appeared there, and all the other devotees of Lord Chaitanya who were no longer present in this world. In his dream, he had darshan of all these great personalities. And in due course of time, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approached Narottam Das Thakur himself, and Lord Chaitanya instructed him that very soon I'll be departing from this world. But I instruct you to carry ahead this movement of Harinam Sankirtan and inaugurate a special type of kirtan, a special type of Sankirtan which has never been seen or heard before. And when back in Khetri, when Narottam Das Thakur was present before this deity, by the inspiration of the Lord himself, he started, you know, singing these beautiful verses in the glorification of the Lord. And it is explained that how that night itself, again Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in the dream of Narottam Das Thakur, that now that you have received this deity of mine, you should also get 5 deities of Krishna carved out and establish their deity worship here in the village of Khetri. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even gave the names of those 5 deities. He said that the names of those deities will be Radha Kanta, Radha Raman, Vallabhi Kanta, Sri Krishna and Braj Mohan. And that Narottam Das Thakur should invite all the devotees to celebrate a great festival in honor of the appearance of these deities. Of course, this was a very jubilant dream for Narottam Das Thakur. And he was very happy that, you know, he had been personally instructed to render some service for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And then it is described that how up until then, there had been no major celebration of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gaur Purnima festival, because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present in this world, he never allowed the celebration of Gaur Purnima. But now that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was no longer there, this was the opportunity for Narottam Das Thakur to observe the beautiful festival of Gaur Purnima. And it is described that how Santosh Dutt, who was the cousin of Narottam Das Thakur and also the king of that particular area, Santosh Dutt practically emptied the entire treasury for the celebration of this festival. And it's described in great detail that how this first Gaur Purnima festival was celebrated in the village of Khetri. And Srinivas Acharya was called, and Srinivas Acharya, he was staying in the home of one of his disciples whose name was Ramchandra Kaviraj. The night when Srinivas Acharya, he came to the house of Ramchandra Kaviraj, Ramchandra Kaviraj up until then did not know about Narottam Das Thakur. But when Srinivas Acharya, he started describing about the greatness of this, you know, devotee, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he developed that intense attraction, that intense desire to meet and serve Narottam Das Thakur. And that night, again Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the dream of Ramchandra Kaviraj. And Lord Chaitanya instructed Ramchandra Kaviraj that when you meet Narottam Das Thakur, I want both of you to take ahead this, you know, Harinam Sankirtan, to preach this Krishna Prem through Krishna Naam all over, you know, in every town and village, like that. So it is again described that the guest of honor for that festival was the consort of Lord Nityananda, Jahanava Devi. And all the other house, Srinivas Acharya, he invited different devotees from different parts, the brothers of Srivas Thakur, the eldest son of Advaita Acharya, Achyutananda, and Vrindavan Das Thakur was invited from Navadvip. And so many other devotees, Srinivas Acharya personally, sent out handwritten invitations personally through a person, not, printing off, invitation cards in a printing press or sending out e-invitations by email. Srinivas Acharya personally wrote down those invitation letters glorifying and pleading each of the devotees to come and participate in this first ever Gaur Purnima festival. And then how this festival very beautifully commenced with intense installation of the five deities, and then Narottam Das Thakur himself singing for the pleasure of the deities. While Narottam Das Thakur was singing, it is explained that Mother Janava, she was gazing at Narottam Das Thakur, infusing him with the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, empowering him with the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And being thus empowered, Narottam Das Thakur, started glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his, intense feeling of separation for Krishna. And that kirtan, everyone was so absorbed in that kirtan, so ecstatically, absorbed in, remembrance of Lord Chaitanya. It is described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself could not resist appearing when all the devotees were so intensely remembering about him. And right before everyone's eyes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, with Lord Nityanand, with Srivas Thakur, and all the other Panchatattva and all the other devotees, the other associates of Lord Nityananda, everyone appeared right there and participated in that kirtan. But very soon again, Lord Chaitanya, it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he secretly went to approach Narottam Das Thakur and he said something in the ears of Narottam Das Thakur. But it is mentioned that no one in the entire creation knows exactly what Lord Chaitanya spoke to Narottam. But very soon when Lord Chaitanya and the associates, they disappeared, everyone was feeling very morose. And, that feelings of separation from the Lord just intensified. And Mother Janava, seeing everyone just, crying in separation of the Lord, she called these three devotees, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. And she mentioned that, now we will celebrate the festival of Holi for the pleasure of the deities. And that is when the colored powders, they were brought before Mother Janava. And Mother Janava just lifted those colored powders and sprinkled on the beautiful forms of the five deities. And then she sprinkled on the other devotees. And just seeing the festive mood, everyone very soon forgot their separation from the Lord. And the jubilation of the festival once again resumed like that. And all through the night, Narottam Das Thakur was singing for the pleasure of the Lord. And everyone was feeling, very much ecstatic in his kirtan. The next morning, Jahanava Devi, she personally cooked for all the devotees and fed all the devotees. So it is very remarkable that how Jahanava Devi, she was the most elderly Vaishnava at that point of time. She was the Acharya of that, at that time, as well as she had the heart of a mother. So she was an Acharya and a mother simultaneously. And she prepared large amounts of preparations for all the devotees and personally served each of the devotees like that. And that is how this beautiful festival of the Gaur Purnima finally ended. Of course, Prabhupada mentions that how there are so many compositions of Narottam Das Thakur which are very, very instructional. Of course, there are many other pastimes also. We don't have so much time. But then it is explained that when one speaks, writes and sings with realization, He is empowered by that immense divine potency of the Lord's mercy. And the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, they are not just an excellent composition of poetry, but through his songs, Narottam Das Thakur, he is actually opening the floodgates of his own Krishna conscious realizations that he is carrying within his heart. And he is allowing all of us to drown ourselves in those realizations. It is, Prabhupada mentions that how sometimes we may feel, we may hear Narottam Das Thakur, praying as a very fallen, conditioned living, taking the role of a conditioned living entity. But Prabhupada mentions that this is actually like a teacher who actually comes down to the level of the student to go through an exercise for the benefit of the student himself. Just as a teacher, he may practice along with the student writing the letters of the alphabet on the board. Similarly, the great acharyas, they also come down to the platform of ordinary conditioned souls and pray as if they don't have any attraction for the Lord. But then through these compositions, through these songs and poetry, he teaches how we are supposed to approach the Lord and learn the art of devotional service. So I just thought of reciting and singing one particular bhajan of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. We still have some time. Maybe someone can play mridanga. So this is Hari Hari Bifale Janama Govainu. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of the Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Vraja, became the son of Sachi as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all these souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners Jagai and Madhai are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gunainu. Manushya janama paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya. Manushya janama paya Radha Krishna na janiya suniya vishankhainu. Janiya suniya vishankhainu. Golokera prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana. Golokera prema Pratina janmi loke netha. Samsara vishanale divanishi ajale. Judaite na koninu pa. Rajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Shai Balaram Hoilo Nita Dinahina jata chilo harinama udharilo tarasakshi jagai madha Tarasakshi jagai madha. Mahaprabhu Nanda Suta Vishabhanu Suta Juta. Mahaprabhu Nanda Suta Vishabhanu Suta Juta. Karuna karo eibara Narottam das kohe nathe liho rangapar Narottam das kohe nathe liho rangapar Toma bina ke ache amara Toma bina ke ache amara Mahaprabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta Karuna karo eibara Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur
Just remembering the beautiful life of Sri Narottam Das Thakur, we can pray on this auspicious day of his appearance that may he also grant us entry into those sublime realizations of the service of the Supreme Lord himself. In fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that how the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they are like an unlimited ocean. So similarly, the realizations of the great acharyas, they are also like an unlimited ocean. And
Just like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was unable to dive deep into that ocean, and what he described as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was something that he was just able to touch standing on the shores of that ocean. So similarly, we also don't have that capacity to have such, you know, realizations of Krishna consciousness in huge quantity. But by the mercy of such great acharyas, maybe we will also be able to, you know, touch that ocean of Krishna consciousness, you know, by their mercy. So Jai Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki, Jai Srila Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki, Kantraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.